Avista Utilities customers across eastern Washington could see another significant increase in their utility bills under a new rate proposal. Avista seeking an electric rate increase totaling about 25% over the next 4 years, along with approximately 10% increase in natural gas rates. Under the proposal, average residential customer would begin paying more next year, with additional increases phased in over several years. Customers criticizing the proposal during a public hearing this week yesterday, with some questioning whether the additional money would improve utility service. Proposed rates not yet final and are subject to review by the Washington Utilities Commission. 25% rate increases over the next 4 years.
Man, join the club.
My goodness. Wow. An inspection contractor found a chemical tank at a Washington State paper mill not fit for continued service 10 months before it failed back in May, killing 11 people in one of the deadliest U.S. workplace disasters in recent decades. This is according to a federal report released today. Now, the Associated Press reports the U.S. Chemical Safety Board's update about the May 26th failure in Longview in southwestern Washington, which expelled enough caustic liquid to blow out building walls, part of an ongoing investigation. Federal agency says it's still determining the cause of the failure. Board found the contractor provided Nippon Dynawave Packaging Company with recommendations for internal inspections and shell repairs, but the company did none between July of 25 inspection and May of this year's failure. In July of last year, contractor found significant thinning below the maximum, below the minimum safe thickness in the lower regions of the tank after an external inspection. According to the board's report, minimum safe thickness is a threshold that measures a tank's ability to contain the pressure of the liquid and support the tank's weight. So initial finding there from, federal investigators on that deadly implosion. Lewis-Clark State College President Cynthia Pemberton says she'll make another attempt next year to try to change the school's name and status to Lewis-Clark State University. Idaho Education News reports legislation making the change passed the Senate last year but did not get a hearing in the House. Pemberton says the university designation would better reflect an institution that now offers programs ranging from associate degrees through master's degrees and would help LC compete for students. Now, during discussions over the bill in Boise, I didn't realize this, but Idaho Education News reports that some state lawmakers raised the possibility of merging LC with the University of Idaho. Didn't know that.
I hadn't heard that either.
Yeah. Now, Pemberton opposed that idea, arguing a merger would increase LC tuition and fees by more than $1,500 a year. Pemberton says she'll bring the university name proposal back to the legislature for the upcoming session. And I think if they pull that off, that would be pretty cool, I would think. LC.
Yeah, there's been inflation that way, but... like Whitworth, his college up in Spokane is now Whitworth University.
No, okay. And, well, you don't need legislation to do that. You just need your...
No, that's private.
Yeah, exactly.
You have your donors say yes. Yeah. So, yeah. But they, and they've met the letter of the law, as it were, on that. You have to have so many programs in this area, this area, this area, and graduate programs and so forth, and they do that. So if they qualify, why not?
Yeah, and I don't see what the pushback is there. Make one of your state institutions look better. Like, who cares?
That's cool. but maybe by inference, that makes the other ones, that brings Idaho and the others down to their level in some eyes, maybe. So I don't know. Some people like the differentiation.
Okay, fine. Washington State accepting certain donations from businesses and nonprofits to help wildfire victims. Brad Ford has more.
The items have to be new, and they're only allowing basic care products, including diapers, sheets, baby formula, toilet paper, and gift cards. There's a list on the Washington Department of Commerce's website. Businesses and nonprofits need to apply before making the donation. They are not taking things like clothes, shoes, appliances, and toys. The state is working with local governments to get the items distributed. I'm Brad Ford.
Okay, good effort there.
I wonder if that's the most efficient way to do that. I have a feeling there are some private enterprises, some nonprofits that are already really good at that.
Yeah.
And I'd be tempted to look around for entities that are already on the ground and that do that all the time, rather than having the state to and applying and filling out forms and all that.
Yeah, I mean, you see what you do. See what Inovia has been up to. What, over a million?
And I was going to mention that the difference is money versus stuff.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay.
Inovia might not be in a position to take stuff.
Good point. Good point. Yeah, good point. And finally, Bill, gas prices were up this week, pulling up about a nickel. Now around $5.20. On average for a gallon of regular, Moscow's up about a dime, about $4.50 in Moscow on average for a gallon of gas. Lows, you can find locally lots of 4.49s in Moscow. Low for diesel, you can find 5.44 at the Mobile in Moscow.
Yeah, and maybe Safeway this morning, an outlier. I have 5.099 for Safeway.
Oh, so I didn't see that one. Okay.
A dime there, maybe. Mavericks in Spokane, 488 if you're heading up there. Costco, Clarkston, 449. Coeur d'Alene's got some 429s. And there are a bunch of 438s in Lewiston. So lots of bargains other than here in Pullman, Moscow. And finally, Evan, the word poppycock comes from an old Dutch word that means soft poop. Now you know. Wall Street's been at it for not quite 2 hours on this Friday morning. Let's find out how it's going.